Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big fella. You know, I know I'm going to get mail on this one.
Oh, okay. Right, yeah. You're good, you can do it anyway.
Yeah, but I'm going to do it anyway. But I'm pretty sure climate change is just weather.
Yeah.
I'm just okay.
You
just
think?
Well, I'm just going there. I'm just saying it.
Well,
okay.
All right.
Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Yeah, welcome to our outfit.
That's right. P.O. Box 1547. Send your hate mail. Go ahead.
We done stepped in it.
Give me your worst. Past it. Okay. Now,
yes.
These are names of things that you probably didn't know.
Oh.
All right?
Oh, I can hardly wait.
And I'm probably not going to pronounce them right. Because I didn't know this. The space between your eyebrows is called the glabella.
I did not. Know that.
Yep.
So is that Latin for what?
That's Latin for the space between your eyebrows. Yeah, right.
What if you just have one brow? What's it called then?
Antiglabella.
Okay.
All right.
Nice.
The way it smells after it rains is called petrichor.
Petrichor.
Yeah. All right.
Who decided this?
I don't know. The plastic or metallic coating at the end of your shoelaces is called an aglet.
An aglet, okay.
who said,
I hope we're writing these things down. Holy cow.
Who said this wasn't an educational show?
That's right. We're all about education here. Aglet.
When your stomach rumbles, that's a womble.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
And does that mean a transfer of gas or
right? Right.
A womble.
A womble.
Okay.
I have a womble that's working its way into something else.
Yeah, absolutely.
Prongs on a fork are called tines.
Oh, well.
I think we knew that
one. I think that one.
Tines on a pitchfork.
We
knew that one, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The sheen of light that you see when you close your eyes and press your hands on them is called phosphenes.
Phosphenes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Okay.
There you go.
I thought it was just a headache.
Don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Phosphenes. Well, good to know.
The tiny plastic thing placed in the middle of a pizza box to keep the lid from falling on top of the pizza.
Right.
Is called a box tent.
A box tent.
It actually has a name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not an anti-pizza masher.
It's a little person's stool.
Stool.
Yeah. All right. The day after tomorrow is called overmorrow.
Overmorrow. Day after tomorrow.
Yes. Did you know that?
And that's the day that never comes.
Right. That's a true statement, right?
Right.
Yeah. Your little toe or finger is called the minimus.
The minimus.
Yeah.
Well, that would make sense.
So is the big toe and the thumb called
maximus.
The maximus?
It's maximus.
Well, I would guess. Anyway. The wire cage that holds the cork on a bottle of champagne is called an agrafe.
An agrafe.
Yeah.
It's not a wire cage.
That holds the cork.
That holds the cork on. Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm. What was the shoelace one?
An aglet. All right. An aglet and an agrafe. You know what? We don't have time to go through the rest of these. We may have to do those again, the rest of them, next week. But we do have a great show coming up.
Oh, goody, goody.
Cora Rosewood is riding along with us. Baxter Black has some poetry.
Nice.
We have the Bar J Wranglers, Bob Nolan, Bill Barwick.
Yeah.
But we're going to start off with Luke Reed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Cowboy is his name.
Texas to an uncharted land, looking for a place to make his way. With a saddle and a bedroll and a dream in his mind, he started a legend still living today. With a hat made by Stetson, spurs and high heel boots, through the years not that much has changed. He never meant to be a hero, it just turned out that way. He's still around and cowboy is his name. He's what all the little fellas want to grow up to be, and what women think they can domesticate. He's at home on a range and alone in a crowd, feels he's born 100 years too late. What he does, he doesn't do for fortune or for fame. It's way of life, 'cause cowboy is his name. He's been wrote about in poetry, sung about in song, talked about in Houston and Cheyenne. You might see him at the stockyards or the local rodeo, but most days he's out making a hand. He doesn't measure worth in money or a fancy house in town. He's happy with his life out on the plains. He's a friend you can depend on in the snow and sleet and rain. He takes pride in knowing cowboy is his name. He's what all the little fellas want to grow up to be, what the women think they can domesticate. He's at home on a range and alone in the crowd, feels he's born 100 years too late. What he doesn't do for fortune or for fame. It's a way of life, 'cause cowboy is his name. He's still out there somewhere riding on the range. He's proud to know the cowboy is his name.
That's right, and cowboy is his name. Good stuff there from Luke Reed. Great way to start off Cow Radio.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Welcome, folks. Yeah. Sure glad you're riding along with us this week. Unwritten Rules.
Unwritten Rules.
Part two.
Deux.
Part deux. All right. Well,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Get started, would you? Give me some of the unwritten rules here.
Well, when you borrow my chainsaw.
Bring it back, A. Bring it back, A.
A.
Bring it back.
Yeah, first and foremost.
A. B, bring it back sharp.
Yes.
And C, bring it back full of gas and oil.
Absolutely.
Unwritten rules.
Unwritten rules.
Sounds to me like maybe you had experience with this here not too long ago.
Well, I have three boys.
True. So the first unwritten rule is bring it back.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
Don't make me come get it.
Don't make me come get it. Oh, man, I'm with you. They're unwritten rules, right?
You know, and this doesn't happen a lot anymore, but
yeah.
If somebody wants to borrow your axe,
yeah.
Same thing, right?
Yep. Yeah. Right. Bring it back. Bring it back sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bring it back right away.
And some folks will say, oh, how do you spell that?
What?
Axe?
Axe?
Yeah.
Yeah. AKS.
That's right.
All right. Yeah. And I knew that from our opening of names of things that you probably didn't know.
That's right.
Right.
Sure you did.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Exactly right. Well, never, never ask a farrier to borrow his pocket knife.
There's several reasons for that.
Well, and we're going to just throw in there plumber.
And a plumber.
Okay.
Right.
Never ask a plumber to borrow his pocket knife to cut your sandwich.
Can we broaden that to cowboy?
Well, there you go. Right.
Yeah. Why don't you ask a plumber for his pocket knife?
Well, because he's used that to scrape nasty things off the inside of pipes.
Ooh.
And you don't want to cut your sandwich with it. I'm just guaranteeing you.
Not unless you want some immunities.
Okay, so let's go about asking to borrow somebody's pocket knife.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, is it proper etiquette to actually borrow someone's pocket knife?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah. Me too. Because what happened to your favorite pocket knife?
Yeah, it wasn't going to go 10 feet away.
Yeah.
I promise.
Yeah.
He set it on the bumper of the pickup.
Yep.
The dirty rotten bugger is gone.
And we drove off and it was no more and it's gone forever.
Yes, yeah. And that was Dad's pocket knife, some of the last handmade blades that Mr. Anderson, I believe it was, that used to make knife blades there in Oakley.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man.
That hurt.
That was a terrible
loss. That
was
a hard lesson to learn right there.
Well, and you're at a branding and do you ask to borrow someone's knife if you are tapped to castrate?
You
better have one in your pocket, and it better be sharp if you're at the branding.
Right.
And if you're going to be asked to castrate.
You know, and I have been known to pull some people's man cards.
Yep. Sorry, you've lost your privileges.
Can I borrow your knife? Give me your card.
Yeah, sorry.
Give me your card.
Give me your man card. I don't have a knife. Okay, this is going to hurt.
Oh.
Because I don't pack one anymore.
You can't.
Because I've lost so many in airports.
Right.
Anyway, we better ditch out to a commercial. Okay. And when we come back, Bill Barwick is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.